Leading the news this morning, Prime Minister Julia Gillard will be out and about in North Queensland later this morning to inspect the devastation. Yasi is gradually petering out as it moves west across the state. The monster storm battered several small coastal communities. Tully lies in ruins, and other towns like Mission Beach and Cardwell were badly damaged. Foreign media is being intimidated as it tries to cover the ongoing violence in Egypt. There have been reports this morning of media crews being harassed and beaten up, and security forces are also rounding up foreign journalists to deport them. The skirmishes have continued in Cairo, and the country's prime minister has now apologised for the violence, and he's promising a full inquiry. And in Yemen, thousands of people have rallied across the country in what protesters are calling a day of rage. Police fired tear gas and live ammunition at protesters in the southern port city of Aden. More than 20,000 packed the streets of the capital Sana'a demanding a change of government. Professor Ross Garnaut is telling our politicians to ignore special interests and act on climate change. The government's climate change advisor is issuing a series of updates to his 2008 report. Professor Garnaut says the last attempt to get a price on carbon was a miss. And police in Sydney have charged 13 men and teenagers over a brawl at a shopping centre in the city's west. A fight broke out at the centre of Mount Druitt just after 7 o'clock last night. One person was slightly hurt.